Rauner won the GOP nomination with a promise to bring the state income tax down to 3%, a move Vallis says will leave a $4 billion hole in the state's education budget. Vallis produced a study that shows the sort of impact that will have on individual school districts. Rauner has repeatedly said he wants Illinois to grow its way out of deficits, meaning he believes building a more robust economy, not raising taxes, will bring in more revenue to pay for things like schools. But Vallis says Rauner's vision is impossible.
You're not going to grow to the tune of $8 billion in 2 years, let alone, or even for that matter, 3 or 4 years. You're talking about devastating local school budgets.
Besides the state's contribution to schools, funded by the income tax, it's local property taxes that are schools' main source of funding. And while Rauner says he will freeze property taxes, Vallis says a lower state income tax rate would actually force schools to hike those property taxes. Rauner's campaign says Vallis' study is made up and says classroom funding has decreased under Quinn. I'm Hannah Meisel.